Zohar, Chok Yisrael. Day 2, Parshas Vayeshev, an excerpt from 184b. It says by Yosef, when the brothers found themselves alone with him, Vayikechuhu, and they took him, Vayishichu Osel Abor, and they threw him into the pit. Abor Reik, and the pit was empty, Ein Bo Mayim, there's no water in it. So it explains, Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda opened the discourse, Rabbi Omar, and he said, usually when the Zohar says someone opened, it just said he opened. It doesn't mention that he said. Well, here it says, and he said means that it was he opened up a pipeline in heaven. And he said means he brought it down into Malchus, into actuality. So this is a type of a lesson that is going to give us something to do in serving Hashem, concrete. So he starts by, in order to explain this, bringing a verse from Tehillim Psalms 19. Torah Hashem to me, but the Torah Hashem is complete. It's perfect. Meshivas nefesh, restores the soul. How much there is for people to strive in the Torah. And again, it's very important to point out the Zohar says many places, many times, this word, lishtadla, to strive in the Torah, rarely does it say to learn. Because success and closeness to Hashem is to trying. How much a person understands is some people, the Gemara says, when before a person is born, Hashem decrees upon the embryo that is conceived, if it'll be smart or otherwise. So how much a person understands is given from heaven. And it's not in a person's control in the simple state. Of course, a person could try and merit to draw more upon himself than was decreed, but from the starting point at least, it's decreed upon a person. But what makes not pleasure before Hashem, what's precious to him, is one who tries. And there could be someone who doesn't seem to know too much, not to be too smart, but he's very much more precious before Hashem than someone else who's a lot smarter and seems to know a lot. Of course, the first person tries much more. Because anyone who strives in the Torah, he will have life in this world and next world. Meaning true life. Because true life is attachment to Hashem. Zachi betrayed Alman. He merits two worlds. And even one who strives in the Torah, and he doesn't strive in it purely as is fitting, which means he has ulterior motives. His heart is not pure. There is some aspect of ego in it. But the Torah is so high and so awesome that even being busy with it from that dynamic is very good for the soul and gives a person attachment to Hashem. And it's that from doing it for the wrong reasons, come to do it for the right reasons, Torah is a purification, energy, and learning it is like a process, bring the person to the right things. But even in the meantime, before the person is completely pure, it's a very fitting thing to do, and it brings light upon the soul and connection to Hashem. And a person, even such a person, merits zachi la'agar tov, he merits to a good reward ba'almadin in this world. Lodainin le'ba'almadin, you don't judge him in the next world. Because Torah sweetens the judgments. So it say, even though it says Hashem does not accept any bribery, and the Zohar explains that you cannot bribe Hashem with a mitzvah and save you, because I did a mitzvah, so don't pay attention to my sins. And the Zohar here seems to say a person learns Torah and they don't judge him, which means because of the Torah they don't pay attention to the sins. But the pshat is that a person can't, with the intention of doing a mitzvah, justify his bad things and rationalize them. However, he should know that the positive energy of his mitzvahs, to varying degrees, and especially of learning Torah, does sweeten the judgments, does rectify the damage caused by the sin. So automatically, a person is not judged for the sin because through learning Torah, he fixes it up. That's what Gemara says. Another place a person learns Torah doesn't need sacrifices because learning Torah itself, brings light to the world and repairs damage. It repairs the damage of a person's sin. So automatically, it's not like bribing Hashem, it's just part of the fixing process, it's part of the tshuva. So therefore, a person won't be judged. Tochazi, come and see, a new light, a revelation, see if it's written, Mishnah Proverbs 3, Orech Yamin, we know length of days in his right hand, referring to the Torah, the small in his left hand, Osher recovered his wealth and honor. From the Torah, the right side of Chesed, comes his spirituality, length of days, which means a person fills his days with knowledge of Hashem and expanded consciousness. He lengthens his awareness with light and illumination. Comes enlightened. From the left side, he gets good in this world also, riches and honor. Things go well for him. And the honor he gets, of course, is divine honor, which helps catch him to Hashem. Orach yamim, length of days, behaud yishtal b'yirais l'shma. For one who learns the Torah for the right reasons, without ulterior motives, so he's more spiritual. Islay Orch Yamim Baha Alma, that he has length of days in that world, meaning the world to come. The Bay Orchid Yamim, it is length of days. The full level of length of days is only in the world to come, which is completely long, it's completely eternal. They're certainly, those days, they're certainly days, which means they are divine attributes. As Zohar says, many places the days refer to seven lower divine attributes. A person merits the connection to them while he's in this world, to connect at each physical day. He attaches himself to the spiritual light of the sphere that the day comes from. Like the first day comes from Chesed, and over here we're learning the second day of the Zohar comes from Parshas Vayeshev. So the second day of the week comes from Gevurah. So he attaches himself to that divine light while being in the physical world, so he's living in the state of the world to come. And that's true length of days, and which means he's enlightened and his mind is filled with knowledge of Hashem and happiness. There is the trust of holiness of above. The person trusts in this world to strive in the Torah, to be strong in that world. So which means that real security, the holy security, the holy life insurance policy, a person can merit through learning Torah. Because through that he attaches himself to inner dynamics, the inner light of everything that's going on. So whatever happens in this passing transient physical plane, it doesn't faze him because he's attached to spiritual light inside of everything, and nothing can move him. He's with Hashem. However, bismala, and left hand of the Torah, Oshav Kovod, is wealth and honor. Agar Tov, Vishalva Islei Ba'alma, a good reward and tranquility there is to him in this world. V'chol man yishtadal b'yaraisa lishma, anyone who strives in the Torah for the right reasons. Kad Nofik Mehi Alma, when he leaves this world, Araisa Osla Kamei, the Torah goes before him. It's not just an escort, but actually is like he's in royalty, it goes before him. V'chwaziz Kamei proclaims before him, Maginas Alei, and protects him. Claims like how righteous he is, and protects him from all the negative influences, the negative forces that might want to chas v'shalom take his soul or damage it. Lo yikruvun v'adei morei on the dinner. The masters of judgment shouldn't come close to him. Kad shachiv gufa b'kivra, when the body lays in the grave, he not just lay, it referring to the Torah, guards him. Kad nishmasa ozel istalk l'mesav l'asra, when the soul goes to depart, to return to its place, up in Shemayim, in heaven, it referring to the Torah goes before that soul. And many gates are broken before the Torah. Ada Ola Saduchta goes to its place. Kaima Alei de Bar Nosh, and it stands on a person. Ad Yisser Bezimda de Yikumen Meisayad Alma, at the time when the dead will awaken in the world. So a person's soul is stored in a good place until the time for the revival. Malafas and Iguri Alei, in it, referring to the Torah, learns good things about the person. It's like a defending attorney. How to receive, that's what's written in Mishlei in Proverbs 6, where Yisalei Chachom, you walk, according to Zohar's explanation, is first of the walking of the soul in the spiritual planes above, if the person dies. Tanche Osach, it should lead you, Bishoch Becho, when you lie down, referring to the grave. Tishmo Alecho, it should protect you, Vakisosa, and will awaken you. When you awaken, referring when a person is revived, Tisichecha, it will be your conversation, a personal merit to have discussions with the Torah and get new revelations. When you walk, it'll guide you, as I said. It'll walk with you, with your soul, proclaiming after the person dies, making sure that no negative forces come to attack it. When you lie down, it shall guard you. The time when the body lays in the grave. Because then, at that time, the body is judged in the grave. Then the Torah protects him, protects upon him, shields upon him. When you awaken, it is your discussion. The time when the dead of the world will awaken from the dust. Shall be a discussion to be a defending attorney upon you. So the personal merit, when he's judged on the day of judgment, to come out meritorious and live the eternal life of the world to come forever and always, to discuss with the Torah, get new revelations ad infinitum.